You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
For Outdoor Adventure Summits, the airwaves, it is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long, on belay with you for the next hour, sitting in the Gear 30 Lounge this week because we are missing the best co-host in all the land, Todd to the Top. But filling in is we do have a special guest co-host this week, Brandy Bosworth from the Ogden Nature Center. Yes, woot woot. I say, that's what the birds make. You're speaking their language now.
I always say woot woot because I'm officially Chitters the Owl on Facebook and on Instagram and those things. So it's like woot woot. That's my call.
And your license plate.
My license plate is Chickadee because I think my black capped Mini looks like a black capped Chickadee.
Yeah, which is that the
it
purpose
might be
for
a stretch,
buying the vehicle in the first place?
No.
Maybe. No.
It's so much fun. I
love
that
awesome.
Car.
So Chitters, yes. Brandy from the Ogden Nature Center filling us in. You have a busy season, so we'll chat about that in just a minute. Also, we'll give you some on the docket, including a lot of events from at the Ogden Nature Center. The Red Bull 400, there's a beer festival coming up, gear swaps that are local. There's a paint mixer, so beer and painting, always a good time. An evening with GCI, First Friday Art Stroll. There's a new event, the Wasatch Wild Card Ride. We'll tell you about that.
Very fun.
Pray for Snow Party, Plastic to Classic, Spoketacular Ride. So lots of stuff coming up. We'll give you what's on the docket. In the news, it's all about that base for the ski resorts. We'll tell you how much base is up at the local ski resorts at this time. Again, it's not even October, so what are they claiming? Also, Denali is accepting applications for an artist-in-residence program. I'll tell you about that. And there was a ski resort, not in Utah, not in Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Washington, to start its snowmaking season already. Where are they? What ski resort is it? We'll let you know. Mountain biker was shot and killed, half buried on a Colorado trail. Tragic story. Joe McConaughey breaks the AT record, and Lindsey Vonn wants to ski with the dudes, and a grizzly bear, attack in the Tetons. I'll also give you some worth watching and worth reading, two worth readings this week. Quote of the week, Outdoor Jukebox. All this and more on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, episode 284, Creatures. So let's charge.
Summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the Top.
All right, so we're happy to be with Brandy Bosworth from the Ogden Nature Center. Brandy, busy time of year. My favorite event at the Ogden Nature Center is coming up soon, and that is Creatures of the Night. So, but you have a new one tomorrow night, Friday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. We are close to sold out, but not quite yet. It's second annual Birds and Brews, and this year it's bigger than it was last year, and I think it's going to be awesome fun. We are really thrilled to team up with some local breweries, Roosters Brewing Company, of course, and Talisman Brewing and the New World Distillery, all bringing spirits, and they're pairing them with our Birds of Prey. So they'll be like Birds of Prey demonstrations paired with spirits and beers. And then we got tons of food from Even Stevens. And then pub-style bird trivia. It's going to be fun.
Pub-style bird trivia. Wow. So there's a limited number of tickets available for this event, and they're almost sold out. So if you want to get in early on this kind of stuff, how really you're emails are probably the best. You send those stuff out pretty
yeah,
early.
Yeah, hop on yeah. our website, ogdennaturecenter.org. And, of course, you can sign up for our email list there. Mm-hmm. But also on the website, you can sign up for events that are coming up. And most of our events are ticketed just because we have to talk to the restaurants about numbers of people mm-hmm. and respect that. But this has doubled from last year, and then we'll hope to double it again next year. It's a fun event. We love yeah. the comments on Facebook. They are hilarious.
That you're getting already?
Or, yeah.
Yeah?
Funny stuff.
That's good. How was summer?
Summer, of course. I always think every time the season changes, I'm like, ooh, this is my favorite season here. and I thought that this morning when I pulled into the Ogden Nature Center, like all the fall colors are starting to pop, and the fall flowers are in bloom, and it's really pretty and crisp morning there at the Nature Center. But summer was gorgeous. We had a couple of great concerts. And of course, I love it when the teenagers are at the Nature Center, and summer means teenagers.
Yeah.
So it's always just a good vibe that they're there and they're like pitching in, doing some community work, but they're also learning a lot about the environment. Mm-hmm. So I love summer. And campers, they're so cute.
So fall brings the littler kids.
Fall brings our school programs.
Yeah.
So we teach about living close to the land in the fall, field ecology, mm-hmm. and then we move into, and the kids love being in the teepee, of course. So we do a lot of activities that are related to Indigenous people and living close to the land, and the kids eat it up. Those programs sell out or book up solid every year because they're just fun.
Yeah, and is that done through schools or is it individual signups?
It is through schools.
Okay.
Virtually every child in Weber County will attend programs at the Ogden Nature Center, and I think the lucky ones get to attend all of them. The homeschool naturalists come, and they get to do every program that we offer.
And it's only 2 days, and I'm lobbying for more, but Creatures of the Night is coming up, I know.
Creatures of the Night yeah. is our...
Should be like every weekend in
it's
October.
It's so fun. I know. And what makes it awesome is our staff totally adopts it and gets into it big mm-hmm. time. But two nights, like you mentioned, it's Friday, October 13th and Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. And it's a non-scary, educational, outdoor event. It's on the trails. Our ed staff dresses up as crepuscular characters, and they come out on the trail and teach about animals that are native to Utah that you might see during the crepuscular time of day, which is dawn and dusk. And then, of course, we have spiderweb crawl, which is in our yurt. We have a bat cave. We have a sneak and squeak. we have really an excellent fortune telling. Of course, we do like nature crafts and like your traditional carnival games. Everything's outside and fun. And we encourage kids to totally go for it with their costumes, bring flashlights, yeah. and dress warmly because we are outside.
Who does the spider webbing?
Our ed staff does spider webbing. Have you been through that?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's awesome, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Like, it is actually a good challenge. And
yeah.
it's sort of glow in the dark and totally fun.
Yeah. And that was, I think my little girl was 4 when she learned the word crepuscular and said it for a while. She probably forgot it now, but it was great just to hear her say that.
Come back around.
Right, right.
Yeah. I like to see Buddha from Fox 13 trying to do the spider web crawl. That's always a good scene.
Is he coming out again this year?
You know, we haven't booked him yet. Hopefully we will, but
yeah.
it's never a guarantee. So we hope to. I hope to have that experience again this year.
Oh, that's good stuff. It's the Ogden Nature Center. Lots of stuff happening in the fall. And then you do push in through into the winter. You don't stop.
No, many people think maybe we shut down during the winter, but heavens no. Actually, it's a beautiful time, beautiful season. We have all of the winter birds, the winter songbirds make it quite lovely. And the Audubon, Wasatch Audubon, feeds our birds daily at the Ogden Nature Center. Oh. So we have, it's a great birding hotspot actually. And it is quiet. You get that little muffled snow cover and it's beautiful out there. But we teach all winter long. Of course, during the winter, kids are on snowshoes and love that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning about animal tracks and tracking in the snow. Older kids might be learning about weight load on snowshoes. So that's kind of bringing in a little bit more of a math element. It's a great season, of course. It's beautiful at the Nature Center year-round.
Beautiful. And then you can start you know, planning on that now, booking it now, go to the ogdennaturecenter.org and go to the Facebook page and sign up for emails, because the emails are, you do a really good job at that.
Yeah, it lists, you know, we list, of course, everything, and we're on the Ogden City calendar, which I also should mention, because the Ogden City Trumba calendaring system is awesome. It has everything that's going on, and like you just mentioned, your lineup is huge. There's so much.
Yeah. No, I can't. I have to pick and choose what to mention, because there is so many events going on that I just try to aggregate what I think. Is that the right word?
I like what you just pull, what is outdoorsy and Ogden.
And beer.
And beer, of course.
Yeah, so yeah, we do try. And three some elements, of the, yeah. Some of the arts too, because I like the way outdoor adventure and the arts commingle. It's doing that more with the First Friday Art Stroll that's happening. The Front has participated, I think, in the last maybe 6 or 7 First Friday Art Strolls. So
nice.
I like that. A lot of the art that is inspired in Ogden is driven through nature and getting outside.
Totally.
You know, so there's a connection there. Yeah.
So this coming up on October 6th, which is the October First Friday Art Stroll in Ogden, I'll just mention one of my favorites, because I have bought pieces of his work before. Matthew Hassing will be showing at the gallery at Ogden Union Station.
Yeah.
And again, like really beautiful nature art. Looking at a picture of a...
Paintings, photography,
yellow goldfinch. You know, the piece I bought of his was colored pencil.
Oh, wow.
But I think he does a little combo, colored pencil and paint. It's beautiful work.
And he'll be at the Ogden Union Station.
The gallery.
Mm-hmm. Gallery during October 6th, First Friday Art Stroll. So let's jump into what else is on the docket, shall we? So second annual Birds and Brews at the Ogden Nature Center is Friday night, September 29th. And tickets are just about gone. So if you go to, by the time you hear this, if you go to grab a ticket and they're sold out, then
then come next year.
Then come next year. This Saturday, the Red Bull 400 at the Utah Olympic Park. So 400 meter sprint up the 2002 Ooh. Winter ski jump.
You've got to be kind of tough for that one.
It's straight uphill and do not be afraid of heights. And yeah, they've done that, I think, 5 or 6 years in a row now. So
a little grit required.
A little bit, yeah. And then, let's see, 10-1, it's Sunday, on Sunday, the 5th annual Basin Beer Fest.
Ah.
So, live music, lots of beer, yes. And we didn't get invited to podcast yet this year, but we didn't.
What?
Typically, we at least send out an email and ask, and we haven't done that yet, so it's partly our fault. So, but we will go and drink beer and report on that, if all else fails. On 10-4 is the 14th annual. That's a Wednesday. It's next Wednesday. It's the Weber State University Outdoor Program Gear Sale and Swap. It's open to the public. This is where you can find killer deals on stand-up paddleboards, kayaks, stores like Gear 30, Second Tracks, Rec Outlet, Amherst Sports Outlet. We'll all be up at the Bell Tower on Weber State's campus on October 4th. With slashed prices on outdoor gear.
Woo. And I was kind of perusing Gear 30 here for a minute. And Brandon said, yeah, if you want the real discounts, you can only get them at the gear swap at Weber State this coming Wednesday. So
we had to tell our employees, look, we're going to mark it down more than it is in the store, but we're not going to do it until the gear sale starts at 8 a.m. up on campus. So that's,
So Wednesday.
Be early.
October 4th? Is that right?
That's okay. Right. Yep. 8 a.m. Bell Tower, sales start, and you got it. So there's a lot of gear up there, and you got to be early. And you got to.
Are you bringing paddleboards up there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. We'll have paddleboards. So discounted prices. There is a paint mixer at Talisman Brewery. You can go paint the Cosmic Arch on, that's Thursday, 10-5, October 5th. Beer, painting. Outdoors.
I want to be there. That's on my list.
Also that evening, if you're not into the painting, there's an evening with GCI. That's the Glen Canyon Institute at the Patagonia Outlet in Salt Lake City. They'll be showing a film, providing food and beverages and information about the Glen Canyon and the
that's cool.
Yeah, Institute down there at the Patagonia Outlet.
And I like what Patagonia presents. They do a good job.
They do, and they're hosting, I think the film is from a Patagonia film. I'm not sure. I can't remember. First Friday Art Stroll, again, we mentioned, is on the 6th.
I'm not sure who's at Eccles, but they always present like quality, nice quality artwork, and they try to keep it local, which I love.
So a new event, Wasatch Wildcard Ride, is on the next Saturday, and I pulled it up here. It's produced by On Your Left Productions. Roosters is participating in this one as well. So you can collect all the cards for a winning poker hand on a bike ride around Ogden. It's not a race. It's a ride. Grab your cruiser, fixie, fat bike, tandem,
fun,
or big wheel for this event. All
are
welcome.
What are some of the stops on that?
So this will remain a mystery until race day.
The
route is a mystery until race day. But we can promise that it'll be around 15 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Less than 1,000 feet of climbing, though, and we'll have 5 stops to get to complete your poker hand. Riders will grab a route card and a poker card at each stop to complete their hand and the route. Prizes. So the entry is $25, but it includes a fun bike ride around Ogden's hottest sights, a custom spoke bracelet, and a chance to win some great prizes. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to support bike advocacy in Utah. They've got a box from, it's NAAWK, NAWK, for all the riders. I don't know who that is. I'm sure cyclists probably know. It's a lip balm. Ha, ha. Just kidding. Lip balm. Also, Envy Composites. So go follow this on Facebook because they're updating as swag comes in.
Cool.
Like what they're giving
away. That sounds
away.
Like an awesome event.
Yeah. On Your Left Productions, that is the Wasatch Wildcard Ride on October 7th. October 8th, pray for snow. We'll get to how much snow we're getting in just a minute. That's up at Snow Basin. And then the 10th and 14th is Creatures of the Night at the Ogden Nature Center. Also on the 14th, From Plastic to Classic. You've been climbing in the gym. You want to go climb outside. Bear House Mountain Guiding has teamed up with the Front Climbing Club to help show you how to make that happen, make that transition
nice.
Easy. So go to Bear House Mountain Guiding's website for more information on From Plastic to Classic. On October 25th, real close to Halloween, is the Ogden's Spoketacular Halloween Ride. It's an annual ride now on the Ogden River Parkway presented by Ogden Trails Network. So keep that in mind. You know, dress up, dress your bike up, dress your dog up. Go for a nice little cruise on the parkway.
Cruise into gear 30 while you're close by. Well,
we're
is
real
it
close.
At night?
It is at night, but I don't know what time. I think we're open because we're open till 7. So
nice.
Yeah, you can just cruise by.
If you haven't cruised the Ogden River Parkway, it is a sweet ride.
It is a sweet
it's
ride.
It's just pleasant.
You can run it. You can
Any
bike
families
it.
Can do it. It's so fun.
Yeah. In the news. Okay, so Utah ski resorts. It's all about that base. How much base are the Utah ski resorts claiming at this time? Because I'm seeing the pictures.
Hey,
right?
It's September.
So according to Ski Utah, the official Utah snow report, not 1 inch on any base.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit. My sister lives in the Bay Area, San Francisco. She sent me a Snapchat of her dashboard that had a temperature of 103 yesterday, and it is September in the Bay Area.
It's almost October.
It's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too much. Like it went like directly into winter last week, which is bizarre. But
yeah.
Now we're back into like, okay, it's fall. This
it's
is fall
and yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, so you can go to skiutah.com and check out the ski now, but none of them have
Not
updated
an inch.
The base. Yeah.
Boy, I'm looking at Mount Ogden right now and I see some at least a little sugar powder up there.
There's yeah, right. So I think either A, Ski Utah hasn't updated yet, or B, oh no, it said updated September 12th. So maybe they didn't update after that last storm.
Maybe not. There's a little something up there.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Also, speaking about arts and mixing the arts and the outdoors, Denali is accepting applications for 2018 Artist in Residence Program. This according to NPS.gov, as Denali National Parks Park and Preserve celebrates its 100th birthday. The park is committed to embracing the next century of inspiration and conservation and is seeking a diverse suite of voices for its Artist in Residence program to share the park's unique story through art. With an eye on the future, says they are accepting or asking applications to focus on the subjects of sustainability, recycling, repurposing, or climate change. Alaska Native artists and artists between the ages of 16 and 25 are strongly encouraged to apply. So if you want to spend cool. the summer up in Alaska.
Wait, what were the ages?
16 to 25.
Dang.
Are, yeah, Native artists and artists between. They really want the young
yeah.
but not necessarily.
That's cool.
It's open to anyone, I believe, of any age. And you don't have to live there, but I think they're preferencing natives.
Nice experience.
Yeah. That'd be really, really fun.
It would be.
Okay, so the first ski resort to get their snow machines running for this season, according to Snowbrains, was not in Utah. It was not in Colorado. Not in Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Washington, California.
Where could it be cold enough east, for this?
Arizona.
What? I guess there are some high spots.
The Snow Bowl, yeah. Snow Bowl is the first ski area to make snow in the United States. As of Monday, Arizona Snow Bowl fired up their snow guns over the weekend, and this marked the earliest start in Arizona's history and for the first time ever crowned the Flagstaff ski area as the first to make snow in the United States. Maybe it's just a publicity stunt. I don't know.
I was going to say.
But there's a decent amount of snow that they have on their little trail here. It's pretty cool.
Wondering what the temp is there. That's
cold enough to make snow. I don't know. That's at least up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain biker was shot dead and half buried on a Colorado trail. This is bizarre and wild, and the police officers are saying, please give us any tip you may have on this story. This happened this last week. A hiker discovered the body of Tim Watkins, 61 years old, of Monument, Colorado. On September 17th, Watkins was reported missing 3 days prior. Quote, we asked the community to be vigilant during this time, end quote, said Sheriff's Office spokesperson Jacqueline Kirby. If they see anything out of the ordinary, please give the sheriff's office a call. No tip is too small. He was shot multiple times.
Wow.
And then sort of hidden under a pile of leaves and twigs.
Ugh.
Which is really god awful. So be careful out there.
Bring a friend
and, well, not that this would completely stop the incident necessarily, but even a little... do you carry a little bear spray?
Bear spray in certain incidents. Really do. Like, I think it's very smart. You should do that.
You're on our trails every morning, pretty much.
I am on our trails pretty much every morning. I love them.
With
total
a friend,
addiction.
Right?
Yeah, we have a 5:30 crew, and if I miss the 5:30 crew, there's always somebody else who'll hop in at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it.
It's the great thing about living here. Everybody's on the trails all the time, and it's bliss.
That, I like that you have like backup plans for 5:30 is early. It's still dark now.
It's dark, but we totally revel in the stars and the cold air and the sky night, and so pretty.
What's the main go-to? What trail?
What
just
trail?
The shoreline,
you know, we start at the 29th Street usually, and then we'll either head across the golf course and up Strong's or straight up Waterfall, and then eventually hook up with the Shoreline Trail and run till our time is out. So sometimes we'll run to 27th, sometimes to 22nd.
Yeah. About an hour?
Yeah. If I go alone, I try to get in an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And my dog just, man, she loves those longer runs.
Yeah. I hiked Waterfall again recently, a couple weeks in a row. And it just surprises me. It's sort of stout. Like, it's not a super, and because there's family, it's family, like, go up there all the time.
And there's a bunch of loose scree and stuff up there. So, it's a bit of a scramble and fun.
Yeah. So, speaking of scrambling and hiking, running, there's a runner, unsupported, Joe McConaughey, broke the overall Appalachian Trail record. 50 miles a day for 45 days in a row, no crew, and It's a lot of running. He broke the record set by Carl Speedgoat Meltzer, who was sponsored by Red Bull, and it was a big deal last summer, and it was a lot of hard work, and he was supported.
Where did he do those miles?
On the AT, on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, cool.
So, 2,190 miles of trail, and he almost didn't make it. He almost didn't break it, and he took a spot with him to record, to make sure, like, no, I'm doing this legit and I'm recording the whole thing, so you can't call me out on it and stuff, because there's been people who have claimed that they've broken it, but they didn't have full proof.
That's what the serious birders do. They have to bring a witness.
If it's not on Instagram, it didn't happen. Is that you didn't take a picture of that bird. It's not. It really didn't fly that onto that tree. Is that right?
Oh, those serious birders and their big ears and woo.
They know how to party, I bet, right?
I think so. The last time I listened to this guy talk about having a big year, he was really awesome. He had, he was paid to write a book about it, and all the travel, everything was paid for. He said at the end of the year, the very best part of the whole year was that he tried to line up with serious birders in every country, and it was the people that he met that were so cool everywhere he went. They were enthusiastic about what he was doing, helpful, and just salt of the earth, pleasant, cool people.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Who have one thing in common, a love for checking out the birds.
Yep, exactly. Checking out the birds.
Have you ever played with the boys? So like sports, like have you, you know, tested your grit in any way against the boys on a team or
you
in
know
sports?
What? It's been fun lately here in Ogden, Utah. Social axe throwing.
Yeah, yes.
It's so fun.
I haven't done it yet.
You have to get down there. So that's the little bit of grit that's been in my life lately.
Yeah.
It's seriously fun. Done it like 3 times now.
Yeah.
Sort of getting to be an addict. And the guys are like, hey, Brandy, how's your axe throwing tonight?
Well.
It's fun.
Stepping up, yeah. So Lindsey Vonn wants to ski against dudes. And I don't know enough about that particular sport, downhill skiing, because there's some sports where typical men's bodies, there's just...
You can't compete.
You just can't compete.
Exactly.
But there's others where the women have an advantage.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I would like to see this go down because I want to see... I'd love to see her.
I would too, actually. I think there's a difference between endurance and stamina and then just skill and terrain and like handling things. Be fun.
So she's applied and she's gotten possibly one step closer to becoming a reality of racing against the men. According to ESPN, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, or USSA, will take a formal proposal to the executive board of the International Ski Federation next week and request permission for Lindsey Vonn to compete in the World Cup against the men at Lake Louise in 2018.
Cool.
Which would be freaking awesome.
It'd be very fun to see.
Yeah. Good luck, Lindsey.
Like we'd all.
She's kind of a badass.
We would all for sure tune in for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's worth watching.
Yeah.
You know, not worth watching and super scary is a grizzly bear attack. There was a hunter in the Teton Wilderness in Wyoming, James Moore. He had bear spray in his pack and a rifle in his hand, but had no time to use either.
Oh, you're kidding.
So this is a lesson. So, and I've heard it many times from rangers.
What was in his hand?
Rifle.
But he didn't have time
It says to use either when a grizzly bear with 2 cubs surprised him and began mauling him. The incident occurred on Monday around 10 a.m. near Whetstone Trail. He heard the brush rustling next to him. He turned, and the next thing he knew, the bear was on top of him. He didn't have any time to react in any way.
That scares me. You know, I hiked in the Tetons this summer with bear spray in my hand, and there were times where I just was holding it because you kind of get that creepy feeling like, ooh, I think there's something close by. And my boyfriend and I were hiking in the Tetons, and we both had our cans out, and we're like being very careful but also trying to make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Which I think is the best defense you have, is just kind of letting them know you're there.
Which is the one defense that the hunters don't employ typically.
True.
Because they are trying to be sneaky, and unfortunately that is bad when you're in
bad combo. Mm-hmm. Very bad combo.
Yeah, he survived, I think this is typical grizzly bear fashion. They tend to return to make sure. So mauled him once and then left to check on the cubs and then came back and mauled him again.
Oh my gosh.
The other two hunters fired into the air to scare off the bears finally and activated a personal locator beacon, prompting the Teton County Search and Rescue to arrive on scene on horseback, and they were able to help out.
Wow, so, at least he had all that equipment, beacon. I mean, he was pretty prepared.
He actually was, but it's surprising and alarming to know that you've got a rifle in your hand and you don't have enough time to get it ready.
Like, right.
Hold the bear spray. I think you did it right. Hold the bear spray.
Yeah. Like we had
put the rifle in the pack and then hold the bear. I don't know. That's pretty wild. Of course, our almost weekly bear story.
Yeah. Well, this morning, El Capitan, piece of granite fell off of El Capitan.
Oh, yeah. I thought I had that on here.
And injured
That's crazy.
Injured some hikers.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Oh, that's a story for your life.
Oh, by the way, half the mountain's falling down. So okay. Probably what it felt like.
No, yeah. Less than.
So hurt, but no one was killed, right?
Is that right? I think okay. Just injured. It was a quick snippet that I just listened to, but yeah.
Yeah, that's actually making, like, it's trending on Facebook, I think I saw. So, which is typically outdoor stories don't trend on Facebook unless a mountain falls apart in Yosemite.
The mountain.
The
right.
Mountain falls apart, yeah. All right, I have a couple worth watching in Six Below. Not, what was the other Below movie? The 10 Below or 9 or 12, 8 Below. It was 8 Below with the dogs?
You're asking the wrong person okay. On the movie front. Sorry.
I know. Where's Todd? We need Todd at the top.
Yeah, no movie trivia.
I think it was 8 Below because it was a story about the dogs that got left behind. The Huskies.
Oh,
that got
were
left
they
behind.
Doing the.
It was like a Disney thing or something.
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, this. Yeah, I'm not a huge movie buff myself, but this one looks interesting. This one is back in the late winter of 2004, snowboarder and Olympic hockey player Eric Lemarque went on a day of riding at Mammoth Mountain, but towards the end of the day, he climbed Dragon's Back and headed into mostly untracked snow, got lost, ended up spending 8 days in the freezing wilderness with only a bag of soggy matches, a dead cell phone, his snowboard, and an MP3 player on him. It's the exceptional tale of survival being told in a new movie starring Josh Hartnett. I think, let me see if I can play the trailer. So,
well, that's fun. We need a good movie out.
A strong kid.
Never be perfect enough for you. I mean, you're stressing the boy out.
This is so dramatic.
I lost my way.
I'm done. I'm not going to help you anymore until you want to help yourself.
Hey, Mom. I never wanted to bring you into this.
I just had to get away for a few days.
Enjoy the mountain, Eric.
Always do.
Big storm coming in later this afternoon. This is the craziest winter I've seen in years.
Man, he's gonna get lost here. Go down the backside. Shows him in a whiteout. Getting dark. He's officially lost.
My feet are getting cold watching this.
The process will probably take about a day or two.
I can't wait a day or two. He is out there.
Those are wolves.
Wait! What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Please, you have to.
Mia Sorvino.
I don't think I have too much time.
Six Below, Miracle on the Mountain.
I get to live life forward. It never makes any sense until we're looking back.
It was a little more dramatic than I thought it was going to be, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the very fun much. In that?
Right? Intense.
Oh, like super intense.
It's just like 10:30 in the morning right now.
It's almost 11. So, okay, so on the flip side of that... Is it Johnny? I think it looks like Johnny. Johnny Merrill's season at Revelstoke was off the charts. In his little,
I like the music.
Cut here. Yeah.
Reggae in the winter.
This is on Snowbrains. It's a great little edit. So another worth watching.
That is fun.
Yeah. Good music. Good vibes. Oh, and he swears.
Cut.
Yeah. Yeah, he ragged. Yeah, and then back to reggae. A little cliff drop. Yeah.
Sweet.
So, some worth watching for some... So, there we go. We've got a little mix for you on the worth watching. The drama And then just the laid back at Revelstoke.
Sort of laid back. Some trickster there.
If you haven't read the Seven Habits series, there's only two so far from Ski Utah. It's pretty hilarious. So this is in our worth reading. They did Seven Habits of Skiers with habit number one, be proactive.
Yeah. I love it.
Two, begin with the end of the season in mind. And then, and that's as far as they got, I think, because the others aren't linked. But the first, those first two are pretty good. Habit three, priorities, putting first things first. Habit four, think win, win, and make friends. Habit five, communication, understand first, then be understood. Habit six, synergize, question. And habit seven, sharpen the skis. That's awesome.
Habit.
Head on over to Ski Utah to read that. I think that's all. Oh, I had another worth reading from the Sierra Club. Is rock climbing bad for cliffs? And I brought this up, but I haven't read it yet. So it's one of those things where I'm just letting you know, hey, this is out there. I thought it looked interesting, but it's quite long and I hadn't read it. So
all right.
I want to check it out. Is rock climbing bad for cliffs? I don't know.
I sometimes wonder about that.
Do you?
There's some scarring and a little damage.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
Well, on books, this is an older book, but Winter Dance, if you haven't read Winter Dance, it is an awesome book.
Yeah.
About a guy that does the dog sled racing.
Okay.
And some of the stories in that book are just my favorite, all-time favorites. So that's like a throwback, like read Winter Dance. Get ready for winter.
Right. Yeah. Worth reading. Thank you. Quote of the week, I would rather sit on a pumpkin and have it all to myself than be crowded on a velvet cushion. I used this one last year, I believe. Henry David Thoreau, thank you so much, but it's just that time of year. So it's time to go sit on a pumpkin.
Big one.
Thank you to Gear 30 for powering today's episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, thebanyancollective.com, and the Podbean app for Android and iPhones. We interviewed the EU4 Sports Cluster folks.
Cool.
With like Snook and Made in the France sunglasses.
Is that like the Summit people? Are they?
No, they are. It's a group of CEOs and business owners from Europe who are looking to expand business.
Oh, that's right. I read about that. Looks cool.
Yeah, came to Ogden last week and we interviewed about eight of them, I think.
Wow, cool.
At Amherst Sports over there across the kitty corner from us here. And learned a lot about what they do and how they do it. Bau Organic Nutrition. Did you know that in Europe, to be certified organic, you only have to be 95%? And so Bau went 100%, and they employed a French cook or
chef.
Chef, French chef. Thanks. Yeah, I'm like, French chef who's like supposedly really knows his stuff.
Yeah.
To make their organic nutrition, and it was the freshest I have ever tried in my life. And they're
so
only like,
what kind of vibe did you get? Did they totally fall
in
love with Ogden?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they signed on the dotted line with Ogden City to be a partner in some way. I'm not really sure what that means or whatever, but
nice.
And we're, as a shop here, we're looking to potentially bring in some of the products. So
that's cool.
It was really a fun visit and podcast with them. So that's
be another great partnership for our city. I think just bringing more and more outdoors to Ogden is where it's at.
Yep, for sure. This week's outdoor jukebox in this, I don't know why I fell in love with this song, but I did. I think it's hilarious and I can't stop listening to it. It's called I'll Be the One by Paul Cathan.
Nice.
As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling and we must go.
Always.
It's how you fall. Stood taller than the rest. Held your alcohol. Watched you run the bar, winning pool. They're stealing all them hearts and money, taking them to school. Wait for me, darling. The luck is on my side. I wanna see you rise in the morning, lay you down tonight. If next time ever comes, I'll be the one, I'll be the one. When all is said and done, I'll be the one, I'll be the one. Well, it's not the night, watch you walking by. Oh, I could be your kind of guy. Whatever that is, a cold, sweet shy. Wait for me, darling. Your luck is on my side. I wanna see you rise in the morning.